This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Survivors are telling harrowing stories of escaping that fire that killed 19 people in a New York City apartment house. Residents running for their lives, sidestepping bodies laying on the ground. Neighbors hearing neighbors wailing and crying. A malfunctioning space heater started the fire, say investigators. The AP's Julie Walker.
Fire Commissioner Daniel Nigro says the building had heat, but someone in a duplex on floors 2 and 3 was using a space heater.
The marshals have determined through physical evidence and through firsthand accounts by the residents that this fire started in a bedroom in a portable electric heater.
Nigro says when the residents fled the fire, the door was left open and the 19-story building quickly filled with deadly smoke, which his firefighters were battling to get people out.
Dozens of people have been hospitalized. Chicago and its teachers are still battling over COVID restrictions, so classes are canceled again today. The AP's Jackie Quinn on Who Wants What.
The Chicago Teachers Union wants an agreement on testing and metrics on closing schools when positive COVID cases are too high. But Mayor Lori Lightfoot says the schools are safe, and she's accusing educators of conducting an illegal walkout, abandoning kids and families.
Tennis star Novak Djokovic wins again. He has won a court battle to stay in Australia just ahead of the Australian Open, despite being unvaccinated. But the government's threatening to cancel his visa a second time, a government lawyer telling the judge that the immigration minister has the right to do that. The actor and comedian Bob Saget has died. You may remember him as the beloved dad on the sitcom Full House. Bob Saget died while on a stand-up tour in Florida. He was 65. This is AP News. Myanmar's Aung San Suu Kyi has been sentenced to 4 more years in prison. The AP's Charles de Ledesma is overseas with this.
A legal official says the court sentenced Suu Kyi after finding her guilty of illegally importing and possessing walkie-talkies and violating coronavirus restrictions. The Nobel Peace Prize laureate was convicted last month on 2 other charges and given a 4-year sentence then, which was then halved by the head of the military installed government. The cases are among a dozen brought against Suu Kyi since the army seized power last February, ousting her elected government. Suu Kyi's supporters say the charges against her are contrived to legitimize the military's actions. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
British police are applying for a no-fly zone order over Windsor Castle, where the Queen has spent much of the pandemic. They say there's no specific threat or intelligence. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste, like juicy heirloom tomatoes, cheesy house-made pizza, and fresh artisan-made bread. From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
Hey, let's talk about something a lot of us deal with, thinning hair or hair loss. If that sounds familiar, CAPS has solutions. Their hair restoration treatments are personalized, designed to strengthen your existing hair, encourage regrowth, and improve scalp health. The providers at CAPS guide you every step of the way with advanced treatments for noticeable, long-lasting results. And when you book your first hair restoration appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.